Welcome back. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. I'm Laura Weens. I'm very excited to have join me today Sean Pratt. He's a works at McDonald's in Oakland here in Pittsburgh as a shift manager. He's also heavily involved in the Fight for 15. Welcome to the program, Sean.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So I'm interested in hearing how you got involved. You're relatively new to the Fight for 15 movement, but you've really taken a leadership role in the last couple of months. How did you get started with the Fight for 15?
Well, basically, I had a couple employees that joined this fight, and then they started telling me about it, and I understood their fight though because of the money they were making, you know, the $7.25 an hour minimum wage. And the things that I was asking them to do, that was expected to do in the store, and the money wasn't good enough. They couldn't take care of their families. So they introduced me to Symphony, who is one of the leaders in this program. And she came and talked to me. I was skeptical at first because I'm upper management, and I was very skeptical. But once I talked to her and the things she laid out to me and the things that I was able to see in my store, you know what I mean? I'm like, wow, I'm kind of missing this boat. You know what I mean? And I joined it for the simple fact that all the stuff that she was showing me, I was just telling me that I was seeing in my store, and it just motivated me to join this.
I have to say, I wasn't actually aware that managers, shift managers, were getting involved in the Fight for 15, but it makes a lot of sense. You guys are subject to a lot of the same economic justice issues. Like, you're not making that much money.
$10 an hour.
You make under $10 an hour as a shift manager. Wow. So how do you think having $15 an hour would affect your life, would affect the lives of those that you work with at your McDonald's?
Well, starting out with my employees, the guys that work under me, I mean, a lot of the girls have kids, you know what I mean? And this is their only income. You know, there are a lot of single mothers that work there. This is their only income. And at $7.25, trying to raise a child or two children, it's very difficult for them, you know what I mean? And not even getting the hours that, you know what I mean? They might work 20 hours a week, you know what I mean? Because we send them home, or labor might be high, so they got to go home. And it would greatly increase their potential to raise their children. It's one of the best things that could happen for them, you know what I mean? And it's a struggle even for me. At 980 an hour, it's a struggle for me. I live by myself. I have a vehicle. I have to pay rent, you know what I mean? And it's a struggle. So I know what their struggle is at $7.25, because I struggle every day to pay my bills. It's like robbing Peter to pay Paul. I live paycheck to paycheck, and that don't even match. Seriously, it don't even work.
Well, and I think that you're also in an interesting, a unique position, because it sounds like you maybe have some of the responsibility for making sure that labor costs are okay, or that people get a certain number of hours, but then you might be responsible for sending them home. That must be a really difficult position for the company to put you in, too.
It's very difficult. I mean, because my employees, they work for me very well, because I have a thing with them. I mean, I treat them right. I don't force them to do anything that I wouldn't do. You know what I mean? And for me to be in that position and to have to send them home, like, oh, Mr. Sean, I need my hours. And I understand that. But then my owner's coming down to me, you got to cut labor. So, you know, and then I get, backlash, like, why didn't you send this person home? Why didn't you send that person home? And it's hard for me to do that because I know their struggle. You know what I mean? I'm in the same struggle they are. And it's a difficult situation.
Yeah, making less than $10 an hour. Yes. You're absolutely in the same struggle. And, you know, I think you're actually bringing back kind of the historic labor movement back in the 30s, the 20s. I think at that time, the management, middle management, supervisors and things like that were allowed to be part of the union, and were frequently leaders of the movement themselves, because they were close to the employees. They had a respected position, but they were also treated very badly by their corporate bosses. So what has kind of inspired you in the movement? What have you seen that's been really exciting in the last couple of months, in the last couple of years, as this has been going on?
Well, what really drove me with this movement was, like I said, Symphony, the coordinator of this. And what drove me to the point like I need to join this was when, not only just for me, I have three grandchildren. You know what I mean? They're coming up in life. My oldest is 12. 5 years, she's going to want a job. She's going to go to college, but she's still going to need a job. And I don't want to see her struggling like I struggle at $7.25 an hour, you know? Another motivation for me is like, I can't pay my bills on time. I really can't. That is my biggest motivation for me, myself. You know what I mean? I actually can't pay my bills. I don't have cable because I can't afford it. I have a vehicle. I can't afford repairs. Right now, I need repairs on my car. You know what I mean? It's just that the struggle and trying to meet everyday situations in life. I go to the food bank to get food because I can't afford to buy food. Seriously. I eat at work, so I don't have to eat all the little food I buy it on.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I feel that I should be able to be comfortable.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And live comfortable. Okay, cable ain't really a necessity. But you can't even watch TV if you don't have cable. You know what I mean? So I can't watch the news or anything. You know what I'm saying? And it's just the everyday necessities of life. Soap, toilet paper, food, dishwashing liquid, you know, gas for the car, you know, so I can get to work. You know what I mean? There's days where after ball, I have a son living in New Jersey. After calling my son, he went to college, thank God. I was able to send him through college. He has a very, very well, good job. After calling my son, at my age, 51, to call my 29-year-old son, hey, could you send Daddy a couple of dollars? I shouldn't have to do that. And that is really demeaning to me. To me it is, you know what I'm saying? I know he'll help me anytime I want, but I should be able to go to work, get a decent paycheck, and be able to pay my bills. My rent is $500 a month, which ain't, Holly, I live in a one-bedroom apartment, which ain't nothing. It's hard for me to do that. You know what I mean? Plus, I pay electric and gas. And I have a cell phone bill. I don't even have a house phone.
You know? And you're somebody who has actually moved up the ladder, too. You know,
yes.
You're somebody who has, are you able to get a 40-hour work week for the most part?
Yeah, yeah. I'm able to.
And still, it's that much of a struggle.
It's still that much of a struggle.
Because the company is not paying a living wage.
Right. And the way I think, seriously, that's going on in my store, excuse me, that he's able to get away with this is his hiring practices. A lot of people might not know this, but he hired people who's been in jail, who's been through centers, hire them from the centers. So, because you know these people are going to work, and they have to come to work, and they're going to work for that low wage because they're struggling, you know what I mean? They want a job. They want to try to change their life around, okay? And they're going to start at McDonald's. Our turnover rate is crazy. We have probably have the one of the highest turnover rates at any McDonald's in the Pittsburgh area. And we have the lowest, we are the lowest paid McDonald's in the Pittsburgh area, the McDonald's in Oakland.
Well, and when we had started this conversation, or before we had started this conversation, mm-hmm. you told me that for you, a lot of why you've decided to participate in this movement is also because you feel like there's a racist element to the way that you're
definitely.
Treated at McDonald's.
I'm going to give you a story. I'm going to tell you about what happened to me. I've been with this McDonald's 9 years. So we ended up hiring an employee who came from a center, and she ended up, she's a good worker, real good worker. And so we ended up training her into management, okay? I trained her into management. I did personally. She's a white lady. And there's three black managers. She jumped, she'd been there 4 years. All three of us have been there between 8 to 10 years. All three of these black managers. Now she's in charge of us. How did that happen? Because I'm going to tell you how it happened. Her and the general manager was good friends, best friends. And I watched it unfold in front of my eyes. And even with the owner, the way he does his raises, she makes more than me now.
Yeah. And this is, I'm sure this is, not just in your store, but this is probably par for the course in a number of
right,
other stores.
Right.
So you know, the fight for $15, the fight for 15, and a union is as much about respect and having a fair process as it is, it seems like, about economic justice.
Yes, economic justice is justice, period.
Yeah.
Period. You know, I mean, there's been times where I literally want to walk out of that store, but I can't afford to because I got to live.
So, Sean, I don't want to, I hate to end this because this is a great conversation, but I need you to make a plug for April 14th. You guys are having a big day of action.
April
very 14th quickly. Tell us what you're doing.
It's going to be one of the greatest days probably that I know of. It's going to be, we're going to have to do a strike, a walkout at my store in Oakland. We're going to walk out. We're literally going to let this owner know that we don't appreciate what he's doing. The wages, not only the owner, but McDonald's Corporation, period. You know, where McDonald's, their corporate stores gave everybody a dollar across the board. Franchises hasn't did nothing. You know what I mean? So we're gonna let our voice be heard. We're going to let him know that everything that he's doing that we don't appreciate.
And Sean, we're going to be out there with you. We're going to be inviting all of our brothers and sisters. We'll be talking a lot about this on our program, but we look forward to seeing you there, and we really appreciate
Thank you.
I
will be there. I would like to come back again and, you know, talk more with you guys.
Absolutely.
Especially after the strike.
Yeah, we'll definitely have you back on again. So we've been speaking with Sean Pratt. He's a McDonald's shift manager here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in Oakland. I'm Laura Weens. You've been listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.